Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name is Steve Bose. Did remote work end the practice of summer Fridays? The share of workers who say they get to enjoy summer Fridays, either getting a full Friday off from work during the summer months or at least half of the day off, has dropped dramatically in recent years. Just 11% of North American workers say they have access to summer Fridays, according to a November 2023 survey from Gartner of more than 1,100 people. In 2019, however, 55% of organizations offered summer Fridays as a perk, and until that point, its popularity among North American organizations had been growing for years. It's possible companies are doing away with summer Fridays now that work-from-home Fridays are becoming more common in hybrid workplaces, noted researchers in the Gartner HR practice. But organizations should be cautious of seeing that different types of flexibility as having the same benefits, especially during a time when employee burnout and disengagement are at persistently high levels. Some companies are making headlines for scaling back workplace flexibility schemes that appeared during the pandemic. For example, Goldman Sachs faced employee pushback last year when it mandated staff to return to the office 5 days a week, effectively prohibiting the practice of workers working remotely on Fridays and getting an early start on the weekend. JP Morgan Chase, Boeing, and UPS have also increased in-office requirements for some parts of their workforces, though businesses mandating full-time office attendance make up just a small share of the Fortune 500. Perhaps not surprisingly, summer Fridays are in high demand. 41% of workers would most want a 4-day work week or full summer Fridays off, according to a June 2023 Monster.com survey of 523 people. Among workers who receive summer benefits, like reduced hours or flexible schedules, 27% said they'd consider leaving their company if reduced work weeks were taken away. And a majority of workers who get summer benefits say those benefits don't negatively affect their productivity, while 66% say the benefits actually help them boost their productivity. So if you're one of the lucky ones who get to enjoy the benefits of summer Fridays, enjoy. As we covered earlier this week on the Workplace Minute, most American workers are not getting enough time away from work during the year. And if you're not enjoying summer Fridays this year, you still have time to pitch to your management on the benefits of this wonderful perk. You have plenty of summer still left in 2024. We will continue to cover these important topics and trends in the world of work here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.